heavy set. Good evening to everyone.
We'd like to thank Kimberly for donating a 2008 Toyota Highlander to KGNU. You can join Kimberly in supporting our expanded coverage of COVID-19 news by donating a vehicle you no longer need. Learn more at kgnu.org or by calling 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Good evening. This is the Cabaret Program here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight we're going to feature some performances we recorded outside the Cabaret Program, that is, during other KGNU programs, mainly from some nationally touring artists and a local artist as well. We're going to start off with Vetiver, who joined us in November of 2019 on Roots and Branches.
This is Vetiver on KGNU.
Wouldn't you like to be out on the rolling sea with only the sky above you for a roof? What if your friends were there to laugh at all your jokes and share the sweet salt air with you? Wouldn't that be good? You know, wouldn't you like to find yourself there sometime, ducking when the bell swings you away? Whenever we make plans, you tell me you're a busy man, that you'd go, but you really should stay. Someday soon, such a long time.
That's a beautiful tune.
It's an oldie. That's called Rolling Sea. It's from a record from 2009 called Tight Knit.
Yeah, you guys have been at it for a while.
Tell me about
it. Which I know. Well, first of all, we'll mention that you guys just put out a new album called Up on High on Mama Bird Recordings.
Yes.
It came out the first of this month. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Great. So brand new music, which is great, but great to hear older music.
I got to warm my voice up a little bit. I'm not a 9:30 10 a.m. singer.
That's fair. You sound great.
I
was excited to hear you guys had new music because your first album, your self-titled album, 2004, was kind of, you know, one of the many albums that made up the soundtrack to my college career. So when I hear it, it like brings me back to that time, like the smell and the feeling and all those things. And another thing was, I feel like that was the time when indie music kind of became this thing where it was sort of like these bands who were not quite like rock alternative bands were coming up, and they kind of got the label indie snapped on them. And
or worse, Freak Folk was a label that got snapped on as well.
Yeah, that was something when I was reading about it and like the work that you guys did with Devendra Banhart and all that, the Freak Folk thing. I wasn't even aware of that at the time. Yeah. Were they calling it that then?
Oh, some people were. They just, you know, there's a wide net of artists from all over the place, and but there's something about them that they wanted to connect together. And sometimes the connection was playing shows together or we were friends or something like that, but pretty disparate sounds from different artists. And then that was sort of the label that they used as a catch-all.
Yeah, how do you feel about that label?
Well, I'm not a real fan of it. I think it's kind of a lazy term that doesn't really, especially if you know, maybe it means something to a specific time like you're talking about, like 2004, 2005, 2006, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's outdated. I mean, I don't know why you would use it now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to talk about a certain era, maybe that makes some sense.
Yeah.
But even at the time, it felt kind of strange.
Yeah, it's an interesting term. I don't love it, I have to say.
I mean, I think Freak Folk, I think of bands like the Fugs or something like that from the 60s that were true flag-flying freaks, but that wasn't really me.
Yeah. I was confused when I saw that attached to your band. And then, but you know, that was 15 years ago.
Yes,
and you guys have put out a lot of music since then.
Yeah.
How do you feel about where you are now, considering the industry has changed so much and your sound within it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just try to, I do the same things I always do, which are, you know, write at the pace I can write and try to write good songs that I love and think other people will too. And I put records out when I've accumulated enough of them that they hang together. I really have always been into records that have that you can listen to from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
That's been like something that means a lot to me, and I feel is less it's hard to do, and not a lot of people try to do it, and I always do. So I make my that's kind of the pace at which I go at. I'm a slow mover. But I've played with a lot of good people, and the band sort of both in studio and touring changes all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just Tim and I right now, but tonight on this tour, we have, you know, of course, drums and bass, and it's a fuller sound. So, but yeah, the industry, the last record I put up prior to this one was like 4 or 5 years ago, and that's epical in terms of change, mm-hmm. streaming, and all kinds of things. So, you know, I'm happy to have Mama Bird got my back on this record, and they're doing a good job, and I'm happy with the record. So
great.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Well, let's hear a couple more tunes.
Hey, we'll play a new one. This is well, I've never played this acoustic like this. This is a tune called Sway. Ready? 1, 2.
Take my hand, show me where the night begins. Your summer song is catchy now, it's in my head. I'm here to find where answers in. The two of us, palm trees in the wind, swaying. Off the map, vacant scene painted black. Yeah, but that's alright. We're holding on to what we've got. And now we're here to find where the answer's in. The two of us. On the wild side, flaunting what timid hide. And that all shook up, tempest tossed. The planet got away, away from us. Still to find where the answer's in. The two of us.
This is another new one from the record. It's called Wanda Never Asked. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Once a songbird caught me by surprise, with the strength of its singing. Bright call took flight and pierced the air, like a long billow ringing. What's past is past. Won't it ever end? Don't expect to get a second chance to choose my words as I mean to. But I take it all back. I was wrong. Now I know what you've been through. What's past is past. Won't it ever end? Gone. censure falls fast with no shadow cast. What's past is past, won't it ever
was Vetiver, who spoke with KGNU music director Indra Raj in November of 2019. Coming up next, Lula Wiles stopped by to play and chat with Doug Gertner during the Morning Sound Alternative in September of 2019. This is the Cabaret on KGNU.
So none of us are named Lula Wiles. That's just the name of the band. And my name's Issa Burke, and I sing and play acoustic guitar and electric guitar and fiddle in this band, although we'll be keeping it all acoustic today.
And this is Molly Obomsawin, and I'm going to be playing the bass and singing also.
And I'm Eleanor Buckland, and for this first song I'm playing fiddle, and then I'll be playing acoustic guitar as well.
And she sings too.
Oh yes, of course.
And we'll start with a song off our most recent record, which is called "What Will We Do," and the song is called "Independence Day."
Ooh.
in the KGNU Cabaret studio with a beautiful, beautiful mellow tune to start their in-studio performance, one called Independence Day. I wondered if I could sort of start at the beginnings of the band and get a bit of your origin story. I note deep roots in the heart of Maine and maybe coalescing at a early age around fiddle camps, but how did this band form as we know it today?
Yeah, so you are right. We all started playing music together at Maine Fiddle Camp when we were in our early teens. But the band kind of started when we were all living in Boston, studying at Berklee College of Music. We all went there for, we like to say, for varying lengths of time and to varying degrees of success. but when Ellie and I were there, which was the year before Molly started there, we started playing together as a duo. This is Issa speaking, by the way. Ellie and I started playing as a duo, kind of built on, like, sort of this discovery that we'd made at Fiddle Camp of how much we loved singing together. I felt like as soon as I started singing with Ellie, it was just a very natural vocal chemistry that we've kind of always had.
Meant to be.
Yeah, kind of a nice magical spark. And then, we played a gig where we really wanted a bass player and Molly had just moved to town and we'd known her forever too. So it also just seemed to fit. And it felt great, you know, from that point, that start. And I feel like a big part of what we felt, the three of us, like the magic of the band at the start was that we had known each other for so long, so things felt really good and natural, and we were able to, like, you know, just have so much fun arranging the music and playing shows kind of based on this, like, deep understanding of each other as, like, 15-year-olds, which is special.
Definitely. You know?
What a treat to meet and chat with you guys today. Issa, Ellie, Molly, Lula Wiles, thanks for coming into the KGNU studios this morning. I want to thank the Georges, George C., for sharing time during your Morning Sound Alternative, and engineer extraordinaire, George Figgs, for the setup and the mix, making it all sound so darn good. Yeah. And we'll ask you to play us out. We just heard a couple of tunes that are on What Will We Do? And what's the last tune you can treat us to?
We'll do another one from the new album. I wrote this one kind of about the feeling of maybe being kind of trapped in a relationship or, in, you know, kind of trying to force myself into the shape of something, about of the woman a man wants me to be, and realizing that sucks. So this is If I Don't Go.
Very nice. Thanks, Lula Wiles. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you for having us.
Out street light down at the end of the road. Sometimes I go out there when I wanna be alone. It's only in the middle of the night, so you won't hear that door close. And I can tell
Lula Wiles, who joined us in the fall of 2019, speaking with Doug Gertner. In the second half of the Cabaret program this evening, we're going to hear some sessions from Cass McCombs and Paul Kimbiris, who joined us here in the studio. Here is Cass McCombs, who spoke with KGNU music director Indra in early 2019.
So I think it'd be great to just get started with some music first off. But before we do that, Cass, would you mind just introducing your bandmates?
Sure. Piano and harmonium, Mr. Frank LaCrasto of New York City by way of Texas. And saxophone, Mr. Sam Owens, by way of New York City and North Carolina. Yeah.
What is the first tune you want to play for us?
Absentee.
Great. Let's get into it. Cool. This is Cass McCombs live on KGNU.
I passed a stranger in the moon.
Do you want to play for us next?
Tying up loose ends.
All right. This is Cass McCombs on KGNU.
Of old family photographs. Who are all these people? Is this one Aunt Dorothy? Is that her husband? What's his name? He was gone before my time. I think they live back in Ohio somewhere. Is anyone still left who could tell me who all these people are?
Say what you want. shoulder. I see you coming back around. Your mouth speaks without a sound. I can put any time I wish. It's the one place you won't let me kiss. Say what you want. Say what you want.
McCombs, thank you so much for coming in to KGNU today.
Thanks for having us.
To wrap up the rest of the cabaret program this evening, we're going to hear from Boulder-based singer and songwriter Paul Kimbiris from an in-studio recorded in late 2018. He spoke with KGNU DJ Carrie.
We've got some music set up in our cabaret studio, which is very exciting this morning. Paul Kimbiris, do you guys want to just go ahead and introduce whatever song you're about to play? And
Yeah, this is a new song we're about to play. It's called Time to Move On.
constant breaking fits, clenching his jaw and she's pouting for lips. Looking for lovers, looking for friends, seen through the lens of some cosmic event. And it cools. It's time to move. And it cools. It's time.
That was a really beautiful song, y'all.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Paul. Are you from the Boulder area?
Where no, I'm from Philly.
You're from Philly. But do you live here now?
I do, yes.
You do?
8 years.
8 years. What do you think of Boulder?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
There. Yeah. It's a lot different from Philly. Philly's great, too. But I like contrast and something different.
Yeah. I'm assuming you've been writing music for a while. How long have you been writing music?
I've been writing music most of my adult life. I got a little bit more into it in the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
Since coming here, actually. It's interesting how that worked out. But, yeah, moving to Colorado made me want to write songs more than where I was before. So.
And did you grow up in a musical family? Was there music going on in your life?
No, they gave me a guitar when I was 10, and my folks. And I just started playing guitar in my basement with, like, Rush albums and Yes albums.
Nice.
And that's how I learned how to play. So.
Awesome.
Impossible to live with all these years. A game of pin the tail on all your hopes and fears. And you know that you won't. You're not ready to go. I guess I'll stay. You've been busy pacing back and forth, still trying to figure out exactly what you're worth to someone in your head who you have not met. This is all in your head. When you're sitting home alone with your guitar, your universe expanding, a union torn apart, and you're counting constellations from the rooftop of your car. That's when you realize you're finally on your way. Once thirsty for the night, now hungry for the day. When you wake up and see how great things can be, once you're finally at. When you're sitting home alone with your guitar, your universe expanding, the union torn apart, and you're counting constellations from the rooftop of your car. Yeah, ooh.
when you're sitting home alone with your guitar. Your universe expanding, a union torn apart. You're counting constellations from the rooftop of your car. Ooh.
It's called Bring Out Your Dead. Happy holidays, everybody.
Cast iron love, waiting for spring. Cashing your chips for the pleasure it brings. When we're alone under the stars, no one can see. Stop all this madness that's inside your head. Stop all your talking and come back to bed. Forget about leaving and enter instead. Cast out the wretched and bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Salt in your wound, close to the wind. No one will blame you for saving your skin. It's off of the rails and off of the grid, with hammer and tongs. Stop all this madness, it's inside your head. Stop all your talking and come back to bed. Forget about leaving and enter instead. Cast out the wretched and bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Catch hell, your chapter and verse. Strangers are whispering, this mattress is cursed. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. This story is old. Stop all this madness, it's inside your head. Stop all your talking and come back to bed. Forget about leaving and enter instead. Cast out the wretched and bring out your dead. 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 Bring out your dead.
What was was the name of that second one?
Bring Out Your Dead.
Bring Out Your Dead. Is that a Monty Python?
It was, yeah.
Reference. I didn't get that. I'll just admit.
It to myself a lot.
Yeah.
While pacing around the house. And yeah. I was like, oh,
that's a
good song.
So that's a holiday tune?
Yes.
Yeah, Sean caught that reference.
Awesome.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you? What do you do? What's your life look like when you're not playing guitars by yourself, singing songs?
I work in some real estate.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a licensed broker.
Nice.
That's what I do, and just teach guitar lessons and making a new record, and that's what I'm doing.
When can we expect your new record to come out?
Spring or summer.
Spring or summer.
Plan, yeah.
2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Producing it myself at my house.
Do you have any records currently?
Two. I've sent you guys some, and I never heard back from you.
Oh, it's not my fault. But I'll talk to the person whose fault it is.
We have two albums. We have a full-length EP album called The Dark Side of Pearl, and then we have an EP we just released in May called Mayday.
The Dark Side of Pearl, does that have to do with...
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Cool. Can you tell people who are listening how they can find you online?
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Paul Kambiris, and The Dark Side of Pearl is the music page. And all my albums are on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes. You can stream it or you can buy it.
All of it.
So it's under my name, Paul Kambiris.
Paul is joined by Brune on the fiddle and that lovely voice.
She's French.
Thank you.
Sometimes I don't mind the bitter cold, whistling through the bottle while the wind is howling low. There's a storm on the way, so I'm told. Whoa, walking home. This is where I'm greeted by my friends, circling wagons we were ready to defend from the shame that I felt being alone. Whoa, walking home. Been miles where I came from. I was born in the cold, cold, cold. I could warm it up for you. Soon, let's walk together soon. Soon, spotlights in the sky. Hanging low, prisoners of winter, harvest queen, she's on parole. They let her go, so I'm told. I don't know. In the cracks in the road, walking home. Been months since you've seen the sun. Sometimes you gotta run, run, run. I get so sick and tired soon. Soon, let's walk together soon. Soon. Together soon, soon.
That was Paul Kambiris from a performance recorded in December of 2018. This has been the Cabaret Program. Stay tuned for Corriente.
Feel like dancing? KGNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's the Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KGNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, Música para Gente. Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador el 26 de mayo 2020, the 1223rd día de la época del trompo, trompudo, tramposo. Nomás nos quedan 161 days antes de las elecciones presidenciales. Today is also the 94th birthday of Miles Davis, one of the most respected musicians of the 20th century. He dropped out of the Juilliard School of Music when he was 18 years old because Charlie Parker hired him to play trumpet in his bebop quintet, a spot that he held for 4 years when he started his own nine-piece band. Y entonces grabó las pistas that were later released as The Birth of the Cool. Aside from Sketches of Spain, Miles recorded very little music in the Latin bag, but I have found some colaboraciones con el Antonio Carlos Jobim, the Alejandra Jackson, y hasta con Santana, and I've dug up some Afro-Latin versions of a bunch of Miles Davis classics. Pues, que por supuesto, que it's easy to play Miles Davis classics, because todito that he did became un clásico. We're going to start out with Miles Davis and Santana, who will be followed by the Humberto Ramirez sextet playing Y Que, So What. And then El Rey del Timbal Tito Puente and his orchestra will follow up with All Blues, two Miles Davis compositions, pero con chile y sofrito, only on su radio higiénicamente independiente, KGNU de U, yeah. We don't need no CD.